Coach, first four games of varsity head coach, team's 4-0. How good does it feel right now?
Oh, man, it feels great. You know, this is the expectation, though. You know, I expect us to be where we are right now. So, I mean, you know, we didn't get a C liberal on Tuesday, but with the games we played, yeah, this is where we should be.
This is a Goodland team that won 18 games last year, went to state in 4A's. Hold them to one run in 14 innings.
Yeah, you know, they're tough. Their pitching is outstanding. I mean, Linton came out and threw the first game. I really didn't expect him to go 100 pitches, but especially this early in the season, but he did. And I thought our boys just battled him well, you know, and we just continue to run the bases. So we're doing all the things that we need to be doing at this stage in this season.
Talk to me about that. This day felt like a day you had to manufacture runs early. You got the two runs on wild pitches in game one. You have the sacrifice fly and the loose RBI single to open up this one. But eventually your bats settled in. What did it take for you to have those big innings in the fifth and sixth in game two?
Just to settle in, like you said, you know, we'd worked the last couple of days on velocity, getting ourselves loaded up early because we knew what he was going to bring. We saw him last year, you know, just one of the better pitchers in the state. And I know our guys are just confident hitters. So once we settled in and knew we could handle his velocity, I think that was the difference there.
You talk about settling in. I thought your defense did a great job settling in, because you talk about the first three innings of game one, you get three double play balls that only wind up as fielder's choice. Then you turn three double plays to close up game one. How big of you've got a big smile on your face right now. Just talk me through how big of a job that is for a coach like you.
Well, I think you and I talked, man, for as long as I was coaching and when I played, I was always an infielder and then ran the defense forever. So this year we brought on a first-year assistant, Griffin Brunson, and so he's running the defense now. And, man, everything that our defense is practicing is showing up in the game. We work double plays in BP. We work double play feeds and turns in Indy, and those things are showing up in the game. You know, those are routine plays that we need to make. And when you're making routine plays, it changes the game.
Your two starters, absolutely phenomenal today. We'll hear from them in just a moment, but can you give me a testament to how good Evan and Henry were?
Oh, outstanding, man. You know, and I'm hard on these guys. I mean, they were outstanding, and I still know they're better. They're better than what they did today. You know, based on balls, it just absolutely drives me crazy. And so that's something that I'll look back on and say, we got to fix that. But stepping out and looking in, they did great, man. They did everything we needed to do and more. I didn't anticipate. I wanted to cap Henry at 80, and he said, "Coach, I feel good. I want to finish it." And when you got it, you know, you got a guy that's up there just competing, man, and giving it. It's fun. It's a lot of fun, man. So.
First thing I noticed after that final out in game two was big fist pump from you right out of the dugout. Just take me through how much this means for you to finally be head coach.
You know, I'm a pretty fiery guy, man, and I feel like if my energy can excite them and get them going in the right direction, then I'm the biggest cheerleader they got, man. I expect routine plays, but I'm also excited for routine plays. And then when we make the great plays, man, I'm over the moon with it, you know? And so when we're doing those things and we come out 4-0, I'm fired up, man.
Thank you, coach. Congratulations on the 4-0 start.
Appreciate it.